Welcome to the VK21. VK this week is Rick, VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequencies courtesy of the following broadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Contest news. New program, Silos on the Air, or SIOTA. We are proud to announce the impending release of a new portable activity program for Australian amateurs, SIOTA. Silos of the Air is a program that encourages people to visit the remnants of our agricultural and industrial heritage. There are 700 plus silos currently identified, and more will be added as we find them. They are well worth the visit. Roughly 48 have murals, but all the rest have an interesting history and nearby places of interest. The focus is on the traditional cement tower silos. Modern trench, shed and bag silos have been excluded from the program. Few very historic ones not made of cement have been also included. Every reasonable sized town in the wheat belt had their own silo. They are mostly situated along the railway line. Silo is defined as a structure for storing solids that is taller than it is wide and is loaded from the top via an elevator. It is a program for those who want an easy drive in the country with a bit of radio thrown in. Activating is easy. You only need to be within 1 kilometre of the silo and you only need 3 contacts, one of which must be HF, to qualify the silo. Activators upload their log, but chasers don't need to, and there are no awards. The SIOTA website can be found at the address found on the email version of this broadcast. Here you will find everything you need to enjoy the silo road trip. There are lists of maps and silos. There's also a way to upload your log. There's also a Facebook group, so feel free to join and discuss the silos. Be warned though, there are strict rules for the Facebook group, and the admins have zero tolerance for those not following the rules. Please read the rules on the rules page. It's all about silos and nothing else. Logging support will be provided by VK Porter Log, and spotting and alerting will be supported by Parks and Peaks. SIOTA is the idea of developer Megan Woods, VK3TIN, and is supported by Chief Silo Hunter Mark Hillman, VK3OHM. The system is still in beta test and we expect the release in 2 to 3 weeks. In the meantime, if you're free to look around the site and start planning your road trip. There will be a further announcement when the system goes live. And that's from Mark Hillman, VK3OHM, and Megan Woods, VK3TIN. Contest news. 2021 WIA Winter VHF and Above Winter Field Day. Well, the weather has begun to chill off, so that means it must be getting close to the time for the Winter VHF UHF Field Day. This year, the field day will be held from 0100 UTC on June the 26th through to 0059 UTC on June the 27th. There are plenty of categories to participate in. No need to go portable, although it's a great opportunity to get out and about and play radio, but you can still operate from your home station. The field day is aimed at VHF and up to the best places to listen for activity would be 52.525, 146.500, 439.00 and 1296.150 on FM, and of course the usual SSB frequencies of 50.150, 144.150 and 432.150 are always worth a listen or a call. Knowing your current grid square is a requirement for logging, so perhaps do some Google Earthing or use one of the many apps that will let you know your 6-digit grid square. There are a couple of logging programs, VKCL and RD Contest Logger. Both will talk to your radio, making logging easier. Why not introduce a new license holder to the world of field days? You never know where it may take them. Here you are on the bands, and that's 73 from Richard VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as of the 23rd of May 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you for those amateurs who have been in touch. That's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you want more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And now to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Winter is rapidly approaching. I know that by the fact that we had our first major power outage last Friday at our QTH. Thankfully, it's all back up and running. No power on a rural property reliant on pumps, etc. is not a happy situation. We'll begin this news this week with an update on the tech night held at the club rooms on Wednesday the 19th of May. So over to Idris, VK7ZIR. Not much to report this week. We had a monstrous clean out of the garage area and spread all the goodies out on tables in the big hall. Most of the evening was spent by members shopping in this area, between cups of coffee and socialising. At the end of the session, there will be still a large quantity of items, some of boat anchor persuasion, too heavy to carry away. There was a lot of discussion about how they would be going to get their treasures into the house without the XYL noticing. I think everyone was happy with their acquisitions. Some had a considerable amount to carry back to the car. We're having a working bee soon, date to be advised, and any remaining items will be consigned to e-waste for recycling. That's all from now, and that's 73 from Idris of VK7ZIR. Equine Endurance Event. Our next Equine Endurance Event sees us return to our regular venue at Sassafras on the 29th of May. Although on this occasion, base will be set up at Wattleford Park on the highway. Easy enough to find, thanks to a little red Fergie tractor perched high on its pole. Setup will commence on Friday the 28th, with the gates being open from noon and from 0500 hours on Saturday morning. The NTARC comms trailer will be utilised at this event and will head off early Friday to get it all in readiness for the early Saturday morning start. And RFID tracking will also be used. The event will host three rides, an 80km which will commence at 0630 hours. This will be followed by a 40km ride starting at 0700 and a 20km ride which will start at 0900. Sassafras is a pleasant 1 hour drive from Launceston, so if you're able to spare a few hours to assist, why not pop down to Saturday and check in with our safety comms coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, in the comms trailer. I'm sure you'll be able to find you something to do. Scouting activity. Earlier this month, Peter, VK7KPC, was able to visit the Signet Scout Group as Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronics for Scouts Tasmania. Also that night was Michael, VK7MRS, who was running the foundation course. Students were 6 scouts and 1 venturer from Signet and 2 scouts from Huonville. Demographics are 7 boys and 2 girls aged 11 to 17 years old. Peter's main reason for the visit was to present operator badges to 2 of the local youth members, as well as new handheld each. These have been donated by local amateurs to help foster the interest of amateur radio by local youth. Licensed scouts in the Huonville group have also received handheld radios from the same source. The 2 new operators are Thomas, VK7LOL, and Cohen, VK7CAG, who both passed their exams while under 15. If you hear them on the air, please reply and welcome them to the hobby of amateur radio. The Humanville Group Amateurs are Lakaya, sorry if I've got that wrong, a VK7LBJ, Christian, a VK7CMD, Robbie, a VK7MPR, and Billy, a VK7BSR. There is another scout who has passed the exam but is yet to obtain his license. Also, please keep your ears open for VK7SDL operating from Ulverston Scout Hall using the recent upgrades as mentioned in last week's broadcast. And that's from Peter, VK7KPC, Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronics Scouts Tasmania. Mug order. Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for your drinking out of. Those that have our club logo on the side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We'll be placing another order, so if you would like one of these, please see Andre at Coffee Mornings or at the Technical Night. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email treasurer@intark.net to confirm order. And anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is printed above the call sign. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. Slow Morse Course, Wednesday the 26th of May, the 5th session. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7 Double Whiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous Testnet and Technet. And if you have forgotten what they are, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 hours on 3.580 MHz, and then 1930 hours through to about 2030 hours on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? By the end of the week, between Morse course sessions, participants may have learned 12 characters. Then it's time to practice them on air. Nick will be explaining how to have a contact and the procedures and protocols. Tech Night, Wednesday the 2nd of June at the Intark Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, though a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. June General Meeting, Saturday the 12th of June, commencing at 1400. At this point, it will be the standard agenda. If you have any item you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at intark.emails@gmail.com. No later than Wednesday the 9th of June. The meeting will be followed by afternoon tea and donations of cakes, slices, etc. would be appreciated. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Catch-up times is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We have a large quantity of QSL cards at the club rooms for several members, notably VK7BO. Andrew, VK7DW, our QSL manager, will arrange to have them delivered if not collected soon. He can be contacted at qsl@intark.net for any queries. Please demonstrate your appreciation for all the effort that goes into opening the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder for all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is intark.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard is greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and that's 73s of Avon, VK7FYMX, Secretary Intark Incorporated. Now news from the South, Weiss and Tas. On the 15th of May, Weiss and Tas South and Intark supplied safety communications for the Southern Tasmania Equine Riders Equine Endurance Ride at the Dalmini Park property. The property is about 20 kilometres to the east of Oatlands on the way to Orford, close to Stonehenge. Most of the helpers arrived at Dalmini Park on the afternoon of the 14th to check comms to each checkpoint and enjoy the wonderful food from the steer canteen, with proceeds going to the Rural Live and Well charity. The canteen was set up in the huge shearing shed that was very recently used to shear the 2,000 sheep on the property. The morning of the 15th saw thick ice and wind screens and triple polar fleeces and beanies being employed. There were 28 80-kilometre riders, 11 40-kilometre riders and 11 20-kilometre riders. The event went off well, with all except a few riders completing the course. It was great to see three NTARC safety comms operators on Checkpoint 2 and two new Scout Foundation licensees who helped out on Checkpoint 3. We had two new operators on base and helpers from Norm and Lorraine from NTARC who came down for the day. Thanks to everyone who made it for a successful Wison Safety Comms support activity for the Taormina Parks Deer Ride. That's 73 is from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. June Presentation Night. A June Presentation Night will be on the 2nd of June, and will be given by Mike, VK7DMH, who will be describing his experiences receiving and decoding weather, commercial and amateur satellite signals. This will include the hardware, software, and antennas that he has used for this project and discussed and used in this presentation. This should be another fascinating presentation not to be missed. Starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and will be streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. See you there. That's 73 is from the Reist Committee. Training and Assessment. Reist next all license assessment days on Saturday the 29th of May 2021 from 2 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607 or email, which is assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. Nat 73 is from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night we had something completely different. We started off the studio with Ron Cullen and Justin, VK7TW, who gave a brief description of the process of converting an old, possibly broken LCD computer monitor into a LED panel light. The process follows. 1. Disassembling and making sure you retain the filters in the right order. Excursions, fittings and screws, being careful with the metal and glass edges. 2. Remove and safely dispose of the glass LCD screen. Carefully remove the compact fluorescent tubes on each side of the large plastic diffuser. These CF tubes are really fragile and easily to break. Safely dispose of these tubes. 3. Cut the LED strip to the correct length, making sure you cut the strip at a marked point to ensure its integrity of the series resistive chain. We soldered long leads to the strip. We were using 5mm wide white strips that run from 12 volt and draw 6.5 watts meter of power. There is an adhesive on the back of the strip that enables you to stick the strip to the channels where the CF tubes were removed from. We tested the strips once they were installed. 4. Reassembly of the diffuser, filters, excursion and metal case. And our final step is 5. Apply 12 volt to the two strips and test. We then went back into the studio and Ron gave us a great example where he had used light panels connected to a solar panel in a dark hallway to make it look like a skylight. Thanks to Ron for his assistance in sharing his knowledge and experience with the conversion process. The presentation is available on the Reist YouTube channel. This week we continue our workshop series on GNU Radio Companion along with a review of the latest D-Bus magazine. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Keep an eye out on the Reist Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe clubrooms and see what we get up to. And remember that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So, If you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle, they can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the coin's domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Roost YouTube channel. That's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday Coffee Session, Rochalie Crab Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 2nd of June, Rochalie Club Rooms again. NTARC Slow Morse Training Wednesday, the 26th of May, on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD, which was 146.625 with a 600 offset and 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC or 20:30 Local, the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Roost Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Roost WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meeting the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Roost DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz and will commence at 5 p.m. on Monday the 19th of April. I think that might be a little bit old. Events, Roost, 2nd of June, satellites and satellite antennas with Mike Hawkins of VK7DMH from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, 12th of June, meeting from 2 p.m. Roost, 4th of August, contesting HF and VHF with VK7GN and VK7ZBX, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters will be Roost, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Coast Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres will be VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the WIA National News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News group.io group. The deadline for the items is 2100 on the Friday prior to Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73 is from Rick, VK7RI.